I'm now joined on the call by the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Briori. Good morning, Chuck. I think you're on mute there. Yep.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. 48-7 setback at Oregon. I know not what you want, but certainly an impressive outing by your team, especially there in the first half. As you've gone back and looked at it, give me your impression on how your team played.
Well, I'm certainly disappointed by the final score after the game was over. We had our opportunities to probably be a 17-14 game at halftime. And then we had our opportunities in the third quarter to keep it closer than it is. So, you know, I thought our kids played hard. We handled the elements correctly. But, you know, a loss is a loss, and we allowed it to get away from us towards the end of the third quarter, early part of the fourth quarter. So, you know, not pleased with the outcome. Certainly played against a terrific football team, but, you know, we had our chances early to keep that game a little closer.
You touched on a little bit, but a long trip, certainly a difficult atmosphere, a little different atmosphere than many. What are you able to take away from the way your team was able to play?
Well, I think, you know, as coach just spoke about, you prepare for every game the same as a coaching staff, and you hope your players do also. And I thought we, you know, we prepared correctly going into the week. So I think we learned if you prepare correctly, things could happen. And then I think you got to play with high energy and excitement all the time, not just because we were playing the fourth ranked team at the, you know, BCS level. You got to prepare with energy and attitude all the time. So hopefully those things are contagious. Certainly we got challenged athletically and physically, and I think our kids stood up to the challenge. So, you know, we take those things out of it, but Oregon stayed in Oregon when we left there at about 2 a.m. on Eastern time, and it'll stay there moving forward.
You have a question from James Prepare from the Oregonian. Go ahead, James.
Chuck, it looked like there was a bit of a tense exchange between you and Mario Cristobal there in the fourth quarter. I know both sides probably had some issues with some hits that were involved. Just wanted your perspective on what the exchange was. And I don't believe the two of you exchanged handshakes after the game.
Yeah, certainly they're a quality program and he's a quality coach. Had nothing to do with the physicality of the game. It was honestly nothing more than just me letting him know my attitude towards the sequence of events that happened. And honestly, it's over with and done with. At the end of the game, there's way too much chaotic things going on, and just didn't have the chance to. Do appreciate the question, though.
Gotcha. Since I'm sure both sides had issues with, again, some of the hits there and some of the penalties there in the fourth, just wanted a status update on just some of how your guys made it out, Tyquell in particular.
Yeah, you know, got a thigh bruise, was running around today a little bit, so I anticipate him being okay at quarterback, you know, but I think we came out of it okay, and I hope they did too, because this is more about the kids than that. I think everybody played hard, and it's an emotional game, as we know, when the game goes, so tempers flare, but when the game's over, the game's over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chuck, defensively, to hold a high-powered offense like Oregon's to 17 points, what were you guys able to do so effectively and so well?
Well, you know, I think it was a combination of all three aspects of what we did. I think we, you know, we made smart decisions on special teams and allow them to get any returns off by moving the ball around. When we did kick off, we didn't allow it to get to their great returner, who's returned a lot. When we moved into the offensive side of the ball, we, you know, moved the ball, got enough first downs, won the field position battle, made a couple fourth downs that allowed us to move the ball correctly, gave them a long field several times. And then our defense played pretty good responsibility football. We didn't let it go over our head. We played it in front of us. We swarmed to the ball, and you know, once again, I thought it was a hard-played, quality first half that certainly didn't surprise me personally. I thought it would be that type of game. As good as they were, everybody buckles the chin strap and puts the pads on the same way and gets excited. So I think it was not surprising. That said, they're a terrific team, and I'm sure we'll see them show up at the end of the year in a good situation.
One of the guys that certainly stood out, we've talked about him someone for over the first couple of weeks, was Tyler King, but took it to a little different level. 12 tackles, three tackles for loss, and that big sack at the end of the first half. Just maybe some words on his performance on that stage.
Yeah, you know, Tyler has proved to be a quality CA football player. He's got a nose for the ball, and the best thing about him is how he comes to practice. He practices with that intensity, and so it translates to the positive things on the field. But that's a lot of people doing their responsibility. You know, defensive linemen playing their gap to make linebackers have the open gap. So, but he's a good football player. Excited he's on our side.
Offensively, you put together that great drive there at the end of the first quarter, 11 plays, 75 yards. You were able to run the ball pretty effectively against their defense. What went well specifically on that drive for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, throughout the game, our offensive line were able to get on double teams and move people or control the line of scrimmage. One of the things we didn't have was negative plays in the run game. We kept them positive. You know, when we watch film of them playing both Fresno State and Ohio State, the thing that came most was negative plays. We wanted to keep it positive. We kept it pretty simple for our guys, but, you know, we were able to move people and create the seams. Our backs ran hard throughout the game, to be honest with you, and we kept positive plays. So we controlled that, and we kept the quarterback off his back. I mean, they sacked us once, and it really wasn't a sack. It was a scenario that, you know, the rush was coming. He went down smartly. But, you know, we kept the quarterback clean on our pass attempts also.
Yeah, and 140 yards on the ground against, again, a Pac-12 top five team. Did that surprise you at all that you were able to move the ball so effectively with your running game?
You know, I guess it's what we major in here at Stony Brook is the ability to run the football. So I'd like to say that it's always an expectation that we're successful, certainly versus their talent and how they play. I thought it'd be a challenge to get there, but I think we accomplished it, and we probably left some yards on the field, to be honest with you, that we could have had. So pleased with the effort, but as I told the team today, it's good to feel good about how you perform, but you know, we take the field each and every week to have the outcome be in the left-hand column. So we've got to take personal pride of how to get that back going the right direction this Saturday.
Host Fordham, great local rivalry. Why is this such a good game for your program, and actually both programs?
Well, I think, you know, I think location obviously is important, but we've got a lot of city kids that play on our football team that know a lot of guys that play on their football team. It's a day trip, so it's cost effective. Two good football programs. I mean, Fordham's challenged themselves with Nebraska and Florida Atlantic in two of their first three games, and had Monmouth, who's a playoff team, the last couple of games. So they played some stout competition. They challenge themselves like we challenge us here at Stony Brook. And we've had some good contests over the last few years. And, you know, we were able to sign a long-term deal two or three years ago. So we play them for quite a few years. So I think that was an important part of building this rivalry.
As you've started to break them down a little bit, so what are some of the challenges that they present for your team?
Yeah, I'll start on the offense. Quarterback is legit football player. He would man the offenses of a lot of these CA teams here. He's a four-year starter. Big, strong, athletic. Has some receivers to go to, but he's the kingpin of their offense, and he's had great success over his career. But defensively, they played competitive. I mean, Nebraska at the end of the first quarter was 7-7. Florida Atlantic 14-7. So, you know, they were in football games. They run to the football. They had a linebacker that made 31 tackles versus Nebraska. That's a three games work for most linebackers. So he found the gaps, he fit the gaps, but he finished the plays, which were more impressive. So I just think quality football team, top to bottom, good rivalry, and I'm excited about playing them.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the time this morning, and good luck Saturday against Fordham.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.